I'm Marshall Terry, 90.7 WFAE News. Next week, the Charlotte City Council is scheduled to vote on an ordinance that would prohibit businesses from discriminating against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender customers. For example, a restaurant or store would have to serve a gay couple. A taxi or limousine could not refuse service to a transgender customer. But the provision that sparked the most controversy will allow transgender people to use the public restroom of their choice. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
The city has existing non-discrimination policies, but under the proposed ordinance, they would be expanded to prevent people from being discriminated against based on their sexual orientation and gender identity. There's overwhelming agreement on the council that those are good things, but there's a lot of tension when it comes to allowing transgender people to use the public restroom of their choice. Some, such as City Councilman Kenny Smith, have suggested that male pedophiles and perverts might abuse the bathroom policy.
As the ordinance is written, I think it is right for somebody to do something nefarious. And I think that somebody that wants to be up to no good could put on a wig and a dress, claim to be transgender, go into the bathroom for whatever reason.
That's an unfounded fear tactic.
Scott Bishop is the chairman of the Charlotte LGBT Political Action Committee.
People are afraid that this ordinance will enable predators to access restrooms. And that's never been proven. It's never happened anywhere. These ordinances like this have been in place. You know, 17 states, over 200 municipalities around the country have had these ordinances for years. And there's never been one documented incident of this kind of thing happening.
The city attorney's office research shows that several states where these laws passed have not seen an increase in sexual assaults in bathrooms, but it does refer to incidents of transgender people being victims of sexual assault or bullying, especially those dressed in women's clothing and using men's bathrooms. Councilman Smith says his concern comes from being a parent. He says he would not feel comfortable letting his 6-year-old daughter go into a ladies' room solo under the legislation.
If this ordinance is passed, I lose full faith and confidence. Who may be on the other side of that door while I'm outside waiting for my daughter to go to the bathroom?
The bottom line for many opponents is it just comes down to being uncomfortable using a restroom with someone obviously of the opposite sex, regardless of how they identify themselves. The LGBT PAC, Scott Bishop, says Charlotte is behind the times.
And we feel it's time that Charlotte show that it is an inclusive city to live.
The Charlotte City Council meeting on the issue is expected to be a long one. Nearly 60 people signed up to speak out on the ordinance. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.